TREC, Advertising Rules and Broker Responsibility for Agent Ads. Registration/Use of Alternate, Team, and Assumed Business Names in Ads. TREC Ad Requirements. Consumer Protection Notice, CN 1-5. Guidelines. Information about Brokerage Services, IABS. Guidelines. Requirements for registering and using names in advertisements. Brokers Ad Responsibilities for Sales Agents. Responsible Ad Representation, Branding, and Important Definitions. TREC Rules for Advertising Materials. Introduction. Section 535.154, Registration/Use of Alternate, Team, and Assumed Business Names Used in Advertisements. Definitions related to this section. For the purpose of this section, bullet advertisement equals has the meaning assigned by Section 535.155. Bullet alternate name or alias equals a name used by an individual license holder other than the name shown on the license issued by the commission, such as a middle name, maiden name, or nickname. It does not include a common derivative of a name, such as Kim for Kimberly or Bill for William, which is considered the same as the name shown on the license. Bullet associated broker equals a broker who associates with and gets paid through another broker under a relationship that is intended to be a continuous relationship, including but not limited to an employment or ongoing independent contractor relationship. Bullet assumed business name, or DBA/trade name, equals any name used in business by a broker that meets the requirements of subsection D, other than the name shown on the broker's license issued by the commission, a team name, or an alternate name. Bullet team name equals a name used by a group of one or more license holders, sponsored by or associated with the same broker, that performs real estate activities under an exclusive collective name other than the broker's license name or assumed business name. Alternate names. Bullet before a license holder starts using an alternate name in an advertisement, the license holder must register the name with the commission on a form approved by the commission. Bullet. The commission may request supporting documentation evidencing the legal authority to use the alternate name if the last name submitted is different from the last name shown on the license issued by the commission. Bullet A license holder must notify the commission and their sponsoring broker not later than the 10th day after the date the license holder stops using an alternate name. Team names. Bullet. A team name may not include any terms that could mislead the public to believe that the team is offering broker services independent from its sponsoring broker. Bullet A team name must end with the word team or group. Bullet before an associated broker or a sales agent sponsored by a broker starts using a team name in an advertisement, the broker must register the name with the commission on a form approved by the commission. Bullet A broker must notify the commission in writing not later than the 10th day after the date the associated broker or a sales agent sponsored by the broker stops using a team name. Assumed business names. Bullet. Before a broker, associated broker, or a sales agent sponsored by a broker starts using an assumed business name of the broker in an advertisement, the broker must 1. Register the name with the commission on a form approved by the commission and 2. Provide written evidence of legal authority to use the assumed business name in Texas, such as registration of the name with the Secretary of State or County Clerk's Office. Bullet A broker must notify the commission in writing not later than the 10th day. After the date, the broker stops using an assumed business name. Section 535.155 Advertisements. Advertisement must-haves. 1. Each advertisement must include the following in a readily noticeable location in the advertisement. 2. The name of the license holder or team placing the advertisement. And the broker's name in at least half the size of the largest contact information for any sales agent, associated broker, or team name contained in the advertisement. Definitions related to this section. For the purposes of this section, bullet advertisement equals any form of communication by or on behalf of a license holder designed to attract the public to use real estate brokerage services, and includes, but is not limited to, all publications, brochures, radio or television broadcasts, all electronic media, including email, text messages, social media, the internet, business stationery, business cards, displays, signs, and billboards. Bullet advertisement does not include 1. A communication from a license holder to the license holder's current client. 2. A directional sign that may also contain only the broker's name or logo. Bullet associated broker equals has the meaning assigned by section 535.154. Bullet broker's name equals means 1. The broker's name as shown on a license issued by the commission. 2. If an individual, an alternate name registered with the commission. Or 3. Any assumed business name that meets the requirements of section 535.154. Bullet contact information equals any information that can be used to contact a license holder featured in the advertisement, including a name, phone number, email address, website address, social media handle, scan code, or other similar information. Bullet party equals a prospective buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant, or an authorized legal representative of a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant, including a trustee, guardian, executor, administrator, receiver, or attorney in fact. The term does not include a license holder who represents a party. Bullet team name equals has the meaning assigned by section 535.154. Social media or text ads. For an advertisement on social media or by text, the information required by this section may be located on a separate payday or on the account user profile page of the license holder, if the separate page or account user profile is 1. Readily accessible by a direct link from the social media or text, and 2. Readily noticeable on the separate page or in the account user profile. Misleading/deceptive advertisements. For purposes of this section and 1100.1652(b)(23) of the Act, an advertisement that misleads or is likely to deceive the public tends to create a misleading impression or implies that a sales agent is responsible for the operation of the broker's real estate brokerage business include, but is not limited to, an advertisement. 1. That is inaccurate in any material fact or representation. 2. That does not comply with this section. 3. That identifies a sales agent as a broker. 4. That uses a title, such as owner, president, CEO, COO, or other similar title, email, or website address that implies a sales agent is responsible for the operations of a brokerage. 5. That contains a team name with terms that imply that the team is offering brokerage services independent from its sponsoring broker, including, but not limited to, brokerage, company, and associates. 6. That contains the name of a sales agent that is not the name as shown on the sales agent's license issued by the commission or an alternate name registered with the commission. 7. That contains the name of a sales agent whose name is, in whole or in part, used in a broker's name, and that implies that the sales agent is responsible for the operation of the brokerage. 8. That causes a member of the public to believe that a person not licensed to conduct real estate brokerage is engaged in real estate brokerage. 9. That contains the name or likeness of an unlicensed person that does not clearly disclose that the person does not hold a license. 10. That creates confusion regarding the permitted use of a property. 11. About the value of a property, unless it is based on an appraisal that is disclosed and readily available upon request by a party or it is given in compliance with Section 535.17. 12. That implies the person making the advertisement was involved in a transaction regarding a property when the person had no such role. 13. About a property that is subject to an exclusive listing agreement without the permission of the listing broker and without disclosing the name of the listing broker unless the listing broker has expressly agreed in writing to waive disclosure. 14. Offering a listed property that is not discontinued within 10 days after the listing agreement is no longer in effect. 15. About a property 10 days or more after the closing of a transaction, unless the current status of the property is included in the advertisement. 16. That offers to rebate a portion of a license holder's compensation to a party if the advertisement does not disclose that payment of the rebate is subject to the consent of the party the license holder represents in the transaction. 17. That offers to rebate a portion of a license holder's commission contingent upon a party's use of a specified service provider, or subject to approval by a third party such as a lender, unless the advertisement also contains a disclosure that payment of the rebated is subject to restrictions. 18. That offers or promotes the use of a real estate service provider other than the license holder, and the license holder expects to receive compensation if a party uses those services, if the advertisement does not contain a disclosure that the license holder may receive compensation from the service provider. 19. That ranks the license holder or another service provider unless the ranking is based on objective criteria disclosed in the advertisement, or 20. That states or implies that the license holder teaches or offers commission-approved courses in conjunction with an approved school or other approved organization, unless the license holder is approved by the commission to teach or offer the courses. Section 531.18, Consumer Information, CN 1-5. Agents' business websites must comply with TREC's advertising rules. All license holders must display the Consumer Protection Notice, CN 1-5, on their business websites to meet TREC requirements for disclosure. CN 1-5, Adoption. The Commission adopts by reference the Consumer Protection Notice, TREC, number CN 1-5. This document is published by and available from the Texas Real Estate Commission, P.O. Box 12188, Austin, Texas 78711-2188, www.trec.texas.gov. Providing the Notice. Each license holder shall provide the notice adopted under subsection A by 1. Displaying it in a readily noticeable location in each place of business the broker maintains, and 2. Providing a link to it in a readily noticeable place on the homepage of each business website, labeled A, Texas Real Estate Commission Consumer Protection Notice, in at least 10-point font, or B, TREC Consumer Protection Notice, in at least 12-point font. Definition of a business website. For purposes of this section, business website means a website on the internet that 1. Is accessible to the public. 2. Contains information about a license holder's real estate brokerage services. And 3. The content of the website is controlled by the license holder. Links to CN 1-5. For purposes of providing the link required under subsection B, 2, on a social media platform, the link may be located on 1. The account holder profile, or 2. A separate page or website through a direct link from the social media platform or account holder profile. Section 531.20, Information About Brokerage Services, IABS. The Information About Brokerage Services, or IABS, form must also be displayed by all license holders on their business website to meet TREC requirements for disclosure. IABS Adoption. The Commission adopts by reference the Information About Brokerage Services Notice, TRE C number Y ABS 1-0 IABS Notice. This document is published by and available from the Texas Real Estate Commission, P.O. Box 12188, Austin, Texas 78711-2188, www.trec.texas.gov. Providing the notice. Each license holder shall provide 1. A link to a completed IABS notice in a readily noticeable place on the homepage of each business website, labeled A. Texas Real Estate Commission Information About Brokerage Services, in at least 10-point font, or B. TREC Information About Brokerage Services, in at least 12-point font, and 2. The completed IABS notice at the first substantive communication as required under Section 1101.558, Texas Occupations Code. IABS Delivery Methods. For purposes of Section 1101.558, Texas Occupations Code, the completed IABS notice can be provided. 1. By personal delivery by the license holder. 2. By first-class mail or overnight common carrier delivery service. 3. In the body of an email. Or 4. As an attachment to an email or a link within the body of an email with a specific reference to the IABS notice in the body of the email. No footnote/signature inclusions. The link to a completed IABS notice may not be equal to in a footnote or signature block in an email. Definition of a business website. For purposes of this section, business website means a website on the internet that, 1. Is accessible to the public. 2. Contains information about a license holder's real estate brokerage services. And 3. The content of the website is controlled by the license holder. Links to IABS. For purposes of providing the link required under subsection B 1.1, on a social media platform, the link may be located on 1. The account holder profile, or 2. A separate page or website through a direct link from the social media platform or account holder profile. Reproduction and use of the IABS. License holders may reproduce the IABS notice published by the Commission, provided that the text of the IABS notice is copied verbatim, and the spacing, borders, and placement of text on the page must appear to be identical to that in the published version of the IABS notice, except that the broker contact information section may be pre-filled. Using social media for business. Did you know that TREC considers a social media platform a business website if, bullet, the agent drives business to it, includes personal Facebook page if they post listings to it, bullet, it contains information on a license holder's services and is accessible to the public, bullet, the license holder controls the content. If you are sending the public to look at your listings, you are using it as a business website, even if it is your personal page. Consider starting a business page to keep your personal pictures and interests separate from your business. The completed CN 1-5 and the IABS link can be bullet located on the account holder's profile page, bullet linked to a business website containing a link to the IABS or CN 1-5, a link to the link. Agents can also bullet save a PDF as a .jpg and post it as an image on Facebook, Twitter, and traditional websites. Bullet on Facebook, make the image a favorite image so the completed form stays at the top of your images. The agent is in compliance as long as the required forms are one click away and the links are in a readily noticeable place on the page in at least 10-point font. Remember, the broker is responsible for ensuring that all sponsored agent advertising complies with TREC's advertising rules. More about advertising. Section 535.154 requirements for registering and using names in ads. Section 535.154 states the requirements for registering and using names used in advertisements. Rule Section 535.154 clearly defines the terms alternate name, associated broker, team name, and assumed business name. These names must be registered with TREC before agents can use them in an advertisement. The broker is responsible for registering the assumed business names and team names that operate under the brokerage. A license holder is responsible for registering any alternate name they use in advertising. Team names must end in the word team or group. In Texas, teams operate within the brokerage. They do not offer brokerage services independent of the sponsoring broker. Therefore, a team name must not contain any words to that effect. Team name requirements. Must end in team, group, may use realty, followed by team/group, do not use company, brokerage, associates. For example, the team name Henry Britt Realty Team is acceptable. However, Henry Britt Realty would not be acceptable under TREC rules. Team ABC would not be acceptable because, though it begins with the word team, it does not end with team. Therefore, Team ABC Group would be permissible. TREC rules are very specific in that team or group must be the last word in a team name. Rule Section 535.155 lists the requirements that license holders must follow for all advertising materials. License holders must include certain pieces of identifying information in all advertisements. 1. The name of the license holder or brokerage team placing the advertisement. 2. The sponsoring broker's name. TREC requires that the broker's name be at least one-half the size of the largest contact information on the advertisement. Policies and procedures. Broker responsibility, Texas Administrative Code, Section 535G. Brokers are always responsible for what their sponsored agents do, and agent advertising also falls under the sponsoring broker's purview. A broker is responsible to ensure that a sponsored sales agent's advertising complies with Section 535.154 of this chapter, relating to registration and use of alternate, team, and assumed business names used in advertisements, and Section 535.155 of this chapter, relating to advertisements. TREC's name management tool. Brokers can use TREC's online name management tool to register and remove any team names or DBAs used by license holders or the brokerage. TREC requires brokers to maintain brokerage policies and procedures covering current TREC rules pertaining to advertising so that agents have a point of reference when creating advertisements. Brokers must understand all TREC advertising rules and remain up to date on any changes or modifications to TREC's policy on advertising. They must have a system for reviewing their sponsored agents' advertisements. Agents may not make their advertisements public until their sponsoring broker reviews and approves them. Agents' advertisements. Brokers must ensure that agents' advertisements do not mislead or deceive the public. For example, an agent's advertisement would be misleading if the public could believe that the agent is the broker. All advertising should clearly indicate the broker's name and not leave any room for error that the agent is the broker. Do not imply that the agent is responsible for the brokerage. Brokers have a vested interest in ensuring that their agents do not take credit for their brokerage business. The broker's name should be on every one of the agent's advertisements to prevent the possibility of that implication. How can a broker ensure that an agent's advertising is not misleading? They should review the advertising and confirm that the license holder's name or the team's name is readily noticeable on the advertisement, and that the broker's name, licensed or registered DBA, is also present in at least one half the size of the ad's largest contact information. Remember, TREC regards advertising as any form of communication a license holder designs to attract the public to use their services. Communication includes all online advertising, as well as signage, like for sale and for lease signs. Brokers are also responsible for registering their sponsored agents' team names, as well as the brokerage's DBAs. Sales agents and associate brokers may only advertise using team names once the broker has registered them with TREC. Brokers can use TREC's online name management tool to register and manage team names. Suppose a broker's sponsored agents will no longer use a particular team name. In that case, the broker must notify TREC within 10 days. If an agent violates TREC advertising rules, TREC will discipline both the agent and their sponsoring broker. Branding. TREC does not directly regulate license holders' branding. However, any branding should align with TREC's advertising rules regarding names. Sponsoring brokers should address their agents' branding in their policies and procedures that cover advertising. Brokers are also responsible for the branding of any associate brokers in their firm. Associate brokers may not use any branding that could mislead the public into believing that they are the broker of record for the brokerage. Important definitions. Brokers and agents should be aware of the following definitions. Advertisement. Any communication a license holder uses to attract the public to use their services. For example, signage, mailers, and business websites. Alternate name. Any name a license holder uses that differs from their licensed name, for example, a nickname. Branding, a unique name, image, or slogan a license holder uses to establish a presence in the market to attract customers. Contact information, information a license holder provides in their advertising that the public can use to contact them, for example, phone number, email address, website URL, social media handle. Doing business as, DBA. An assumed business name used by the broker that all sponsored agents or associate brokers can use. DBAs are generally filed with the Secretary of State. Team name. A name used by a team or group, one or more license holders, within a brokerage that is different from the broker's licensed name, or DBA. Team names must end in team or group.